For instance, suggested Hardin. For instance, you came to Anacreon alone and accompanied me to my chambers alone. Hardin looked about him. And what is wrong with that? Nothing, said the regent, except that outside this room are 5 police guards, well armed and ready to shoot. I don't think you can leave, Hardin. The mayor's eyebrows lifted. I have no immediate desire to leave. Do you then fear me so much? I don't fear you at all. But this may serve to impress you with my determination. Shall we call it a gesture? Call it what you please, said Hardin indifferently. I shall not discommode myself over the incident, whatever you choose to call it. I'm sure that attitude will change with time. But you have made another error, Hardin, a more serious one. It seems that the planet Terminus is almost wholly undefended. Naturally. What have we to fear? We threaten no one's interest and serve all alike. And while remaining helpless, Venus went on, you kindly helped us to arm ourselves, aiding us particularly in the development of a navy of our own, a great navy. In fact, a navy which, since your donation of the Imperial cruiser, is quite irresistible. Your Highness, you are wasting time. Hardin made as if to rise from his seat. If you mean to declare war and are informing me of the fact, you will allow me to communicate with my government at once. Sit down, Hardin. I am not declaring war, and you are not communicating with your government at all. When the war is fought, not declared, Hardin, fought, the Foundation will be informed of it in due time by the atom blasts of the Anacreonian Navy under the lead of my own son upon the flagship Venus, once a cruiser of the Imperial Navy. Hardin frowned. When will all this happen? If you're really interested, the ships of the fleet left Anacreon exactly 50 minutes ago at 11. And the first shot will be fired as soon as they sight Terminus, which should be at noon tomorrow. You may consider yourself a prisoner of war. That's exactly what I do consider myself, Your Highness, said Hardin, still frowning. But I'm disappointed. Venus chuckled contemptuously. Is that all? Yes. I had thought that the moment of coronation, midnight, you know, would be the logical time to set the fleet in motion. Evidently, you wanted to start the war while you were still regent. It would have been more dramatic the other way. The regent stared. What in space are you talking about? Don't you understand, said Hardin softly. I had set my counterstroke for midnight.